a quiet meander. Yep, that's what this is going to be. A stroll, a saunter, with a dog. Little white dog, short legs, fluffy tail, fluffy hairs, and his name is Rocky. Not sure actually where the name came from. When the family was deciding on what name, we decided on two names. Rocky was the first one, and then his second name, Rockstar, was decided on. Actually, maybe the other way around. But at one stage, there were thoughts that we might exhibit the dog, or what do you call it? Take the dog to a dog show and show him off, and so he'd have a name for exhibition purposes, show purposes, I think is the proper language. But anyway, it's an overcast night. I can see no moon, but it doesn't feel like it's going to rain, so it augurs well for tomorrow. And the estate is a lonely place outside late at night. Occasionally you can run into somebody. So, good evening. I have no clue whether there's anything going to come out, but we'll see. I've just been fooling around on the iPad, doing a little bit of twittering, but also reading a few blogs. And there's a man I'd like to hear this. He lives over in America, and he's Dan McLaughlin is his name. He goes by the Twitter name The Dan Plan, and he's a golfer, and he's learning to become a professional golfer in 10,000 hours. Anyway, that's another story we'll come back to on another occasion, but that's what I've been doing. And now I'm standing here watching this guy attack a dangerous high voltage electricity box. Yep, and he's just done his marking on the side of it. Is that the right word for what a dog does? Dogs mark? Pick that word up somewhere. Yes, so here we are. No airplanes tonight, no International Space Station, no hounds of the Baskervilles coming over the corner, no mastiffs, just a little fluffy thing. Yeah, he's been quiet all evening, but he really seems to know that once it gets past 11 o'clock, he's going to be taken out very soon. You wouldn't believe the excitement that comes on his face. Do you ever go out late at night by yourself for a walk? Just get fresh air. Just let the day fall off you. I think that's what I like most about this. Not so funny when it's raining, mind you. But this is a quiet place. I wonder, documentally, Christian Payne, he used to take his dog out, and I've mentioned him before, and I haven't heard him talking about his dog now for a while, but probably I need to do a bit of catching up on the old audio listening. Yeah, can't do much video this time of night. I've been playing around with the idea of making a whole series of short little videos about Glenn Meyer. Of course, it all began with a whole lot of audios about Glenn Meyer. Well, this isn't an audio about Glenn Meyer. This isn't an audio about anything, really. This is a kind of a dumping ground. In the nicest possible meaning of the word dumping ground. You couldn't really say dumping ground in a really nice way, though, could you? I mean, if you dump, you dump. You do a brain dump. That may not be so disgusting as you think, if you try and do it. But anyway, this dog loves licking leaves. I say that. Whoops! I nearly tumbled over. He found another high voltage place to examine, sniffing at the base, just near where the yellow lightning sign sits. And come on, Rocky, come on, don't get stuck in one place. So there we are, it's a Friday night, and has all the glories of a Friday night, you know. There was a wonderful moment in Downton Abbey where the Dowager Countess, or whatever you call her, the grand, that wonderful Maggie Smith, was sitting at a table, and the conversation going on at the table, and the conversation took a turn in which somebody mentioned that, and you'd have the weekends off. This was probably said to a doctor who was going to stop her, or a lawyer or something, Matthew, I think it was, too. And the Dowager Council turned around, Countess turned around and said, "What's a weekend?" I mean, it was so wonderfully done. You know, the idea that the aristocrats didn't actually have a concept of a weekend, since they had a 7-day week with social engagements on all of them. Anyway, why do I mention this when we reach down here to the far end of the estate? We're down now in the danger zone. I say this is the danger zone because some scary dogs live down here that are kept in behind a breeze block wall. And thank goodness I've never got to them before. Okay. Haha. It's months now, ages certainly, since he's lifted one of his rear legs and gone up against the end of the estate. He usually has done enough by the time he gets to the end wall. But when I started walking with him at the very beginning and recording it, every single night it was as if he was programmed to keep going until he got to the end wall and relieve himself there, and then he was ready for the return right back. Okay, well look, that's it for this evening. It's just a nice opportunity to wish you very well. If you don't recognise weekends, well look, whatever you recognise, have a good time. Paul O'Mahony saying good night for now. Bye-bye.